Amateur Radio Newsline report number 2227 with the release date of Friday, July 3rd, 2020, to following 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The following is a QST. A former Newsline anchor becomes a silent key. A petition in India focuses on amateur satellites, and a very special event station celebrates an equally special wedding. All this and more as Amateur Radio Newsline report number 2227 comes your way right now.
From around the world, this is Newsline, Amateur Radio's first independent, on-the-air news and bulletin service. Now, reporting from Wadsworth, Ohio, Stephen Kinford, N8WB.
A cherished tribute to radio history has been called off just before it was scheduled to happen. The annual Night of Nights event, held annually on July 12th, at a historical maritime commercial telegraphy station, will not be taking place at radio station KPH this year. The building is one of several shuttered inside the Point Reyes National Seashore by the COVID-19 pandemic. KPH was originally silenced on July 12, 1999, but was soon restored by the Maritime Radio Historical Society, which put it back on the air with the station's vintage equipment and the amateur call sign K6KPH. Idled once by history, it is silenced this time by a pandemic. Richard Dillman, W6AWO, the Society's founding member, said, however, that hams may opt to activate on July 12th from their homes instead, using their personal call signs, followed by /MRHS. Watch for updates on the Society's website, radiomarine.org. Meanwhile, the New England Historical Radio Society licensed operator of commercial ship-to-shore station WNE hopes to uphold the spirit of the evening. The station is expected to be on the air that same night at 8 p.m. local time, transmitting high seas weather for the North Atlantic. According to the group's president, Stephen Russell, WA1HUD, be listening on 472 kilohertz. What happens when a good idea for an activation just keeps growing and growing, undeterred by COVID-19? That's what is happening in Europe among the soda enthusiasts. Ed Durant, DD5LP, explains.
This year's Austrian Soda Activities Day is planned for September 19th. It's normally a radio event combined with a social event afterward, but with the COVID-19 safeguards in place, organisers are looking for a new way to gather safely in the beer garden outside the Gasthaus. Meanwhile, soda operators in Switzerland have become inspired by the Soda Day announcement by Martin, OE5REO. The Swiss Association manager Jörg, HP9BIN, has suggested that operators there could hold a second activity day coinciding with the one in Austria. Now, SOTA organisations in other German-speaking countries are hoping to expand this yet further, garnering interest from Alpen countries such as France and Italy. Could this become the first Europe-wide event of its kind? One thing is for sure, on September 19th, the Alpen Hills will be alive with RF music. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Ed Durant, DD5LP.
Hams in India, who put public service first, are taking on new responsibilities in the age of quarantine. John Williams, VK4JJW, explains.
Since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic, ham radio operators' roles have been evolving in India. Hams have helped distribute food where it was needed and have helped direct airport and rail travellers who've required quarantine. Now, hams are being dispatched to monitor individuals who must comply with home quarantine. According to a recent article in The Hindu newspaper, amateur radio operators throughout Bengaluru have joined a volunteer task force to ensure that the proper protocol is followed for persons who are mandated to stay home. Director of the Indian Institute of Hams, Shankar Sathyapal, VU2FI, told the newspaper that HF and VHF radio operators have been on the air, working in shifts, assisting with Neighbourhood Watch, but said that the hams are limiting their mobility in the communities to minimise risk. He said that the risks of dealing with quarantine violators are also being mitigated. He said that the hams are not trained to intervene, but will instead transmit messages to senior officials who are better equipped to handle the situation. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm John Williams, VK4JJW.
We here at Newsline were saddened to learn of the passing of one of our former anchors and correspondents. We have more about this silent key from Don Wilbanks, AE5. DW.
Don Carlson, KQ6FM, became a silent key on Friday, June 21st, from complications to pancreatic cancer. In addition to his work as a familiar voice in the earlier years of Amateur Radio Newsline, Don had a long professional career as a voice talent and radio broadcaster. As the owner of his own company, The Voice Shop, he produced a variety of commercial spots as well as those for the ARRL on amateur radio. He was active in the ARRL, serving on its National Public Relations Committee, where he helped with the creation of the Public Information Officer's Swiss Army Knife Guide and its training program. He was also devoted to ARRES and emergency service, and had served on the board of directors for the annual convention as well as convention MC. He held a variety of posts with the ARRL, including public information coordinator. In 2010, he was named Ham of the Year in ARRL's Pacific Division. Newsline is proud to have had him on our team. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Don Wilbanks, AE5DW.
A ham station that doubled as an educational exhibit at a NASA facility is looking for a new home. Kevin Trotman, N5PRE, tells us more.
Amateur radio station KE4ZXW is leaving its longtime home at the Virginia Air and Space Center in Hampton, Virginia. Operated by the VASC Amateur Radio Group with the support of other amateur radio clubs, the station served as a real-life educational exhibit, giving school groups and other visitors demonstrations of VHF, UHF, HF, and satellite communications using CW, voice, and digital modes. The station was also capable of communications with the International Space Station. That ended on June 30th. The station's last day at the center, which is the official visitor center for the Langley, Virginia facility of NASA. The center's executive director and CEO, Robert Griesmer, said the station would be seeking a new home. It has been off the air since March 13th at the request of the center due to the COVID-19 pandemic. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Kevin Trotman. N5PRE.
If your radio activities include making use of global navigation satellites, you might be interested to learn that China has just completed its own network, seen as one more option in a mix that includes Europe's Galileo, Russia's GLONASS, and the United States' GPS. Jason Daniels, VK2LAW, has that story.
It's called Beidou, and the final satellite to complete this Chinese geolocation system was launched aboard a rocket on Tuesday, June 23, in the southwestern Sichuan province. Observers consider the satellite network's completion a significant step towards elevating that nation's status in the lucrative geolocation services market. Astronomer Jonathan McDowell at the Harvard Smithsonian Center for Astrophysics told AFP News Service that he believed China would now achieve independence from the systems in Europe and the US. The system's name translates from the Chinese into plow, or Big Dipper, as in the constellation. Beidou has been operational since 2012, but was limited to the Asia-Pacific region. Its services have been used worldwide for the past 2 years, and the network contains 30 satellites. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Jason Daniels, VK2LAW.
In India, authorities are being asked to widen the permissions for amateur satellite use, as we hear from Jim Meachin, ZL2BHF.
Although India has a robust amateur radio satellite program, with many hams building, launching and using these non-commercial satellites, not all classes of license in India can take advantage of this experience. One Indian amateur, Rohit Bokaday, VU3OIR, is petitioning to change that and is asking for Indian authorities to permit satellite use for all grades of license. Call signs such as his, with a VU3 prefix, are for the restricted grade of license and are denied satellite communications as well as contact with the International Space Station. The petition, seen on the change.org website, acknowledges the rapid growth in amateur satellites launched in the last decade and praises their educational value. The petition states that the change being requested would permit easier satellite access for students, permitting more of them to get involved in space technology, either as communicators or designers. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Jim Meachin, ZL2BHF.
Time for you to identify your station. We are the Amateur Radio Newsline, heard on bulletin stations around the world, including the N2JDW repeater in New York City on Mondays at 8 p.m. local time, just before the New York City Amateur Radio Emergency Communications Service Net. The September issue of CQ Magazine will feature the debut column of CQ's new contesting editor, Tim Schopa, N3QE. The magazine has named him as the successor to Dave Seidel, K3ZJ, who wrote the monthly contesting column for the magazine for 5 years. According to a CQ press release, Dave has stepped down to tend to increasing work responsibilities. Tim, who lives in Bethesda, Maryland, and is the secretary of the Potomac Valley Radio Club, is an active and seasoned contester and a top winner consistently in the USA Tri-Bender Wires category of the CQWPX contest. He said in the press release that he hopes his column will provide encouragement for individuals and clubs and inspire them to improve their skills and stations through contesting. Tim has been licensed since the age of 10. In our occasional series Nets of Note, Newsline visits with groups of hams who share a special bond or interest. This week, that common thread is the BBC and broadcasting, and Jeremy Boot, G4NGH, has that story.
It doesn't require too much effort for BBC professionals to get on the air, especially if these are broadcast professionals who also happen to be hams. So you can expect the BBC broadcasters net to offer some pretty lively chat. Retirees, as well as those currently working as engineers and broadcasters, join Giles Herbert, G0NXA, on Tuesdays at 0900 British Summer Time on or near 3.700 MHz. Giles, a former engineer whose parents also worked for the BBC, told Newsline that the monthly net has become a weekly one since the start of the COVID-19 restrictions. Now he's hoping it will expand beyond its BBC connections and include people who have worked in the British independent TV sector and cinema as well. He said that with the roster growing, new voices and new stories are heard every week. There are no whales yet amongst the group of cameramen, studio electricians, sound operators, engineers and researchers, but he is hopeful. He said one of the more familiar voices is that of Jim Lee, G4AEH, who is also heard reading the news on BBC Radio 4. It isn't all shop talk, Giles said. The net also takes some lively turns towards the subject of life after retirement and, of course, current events. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Jeremy Boot, G4NJH.
If you want to know how to attract more young hams to amateur radio, you have to ask the experts. The experts in this case are young people themselves. That's the rationale behind a youth essay contest launched by the Intrepid DX Group. Organizers are asking U.S. licensees age 19 or younger to write a two-page essay about their personal ham radio goals and their thoughts on attracting more young amateurs. Author of the best essay will receive an ICOM IC7300. Deadline for entries is July 31st, and winners will be announced on the DX Group's website and Facebook page on August 10th. Entries should be sent in text format or as an MS Word attachment to intrepiddxgroup@gmail.com. Publicity can be magical, and when it comes to ham radio, it's great magic. Jeremy Boot, G4NJH, tells us how one amateur in the UK used newspaper publicity to boost ham radio's profile during the pandemic.
Have you ever wished your local community understood more about amateur radio? Well, why not do what one enterprising ham did and contact your regional newspaper? Phil, G4OBK, lives in the north of England, out in a country area, and he contacted the Rydale Gazette Herald and let them know about what radio amateurs are doing during the COVID-19 lockdown, giving them as reference an article from the National Society, the RSGB, but also offered to add to it with local content. The newspaper jumped at the offer, and the results can be seen at the newspaper reference given in our newscast notes on our website, arnewsline.org. Perhaps a benefit from the publicity may be an easier time for amateurs in the area applying for planning permission for new antenna masts when the community understands more what amateur radio is. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Jeremy Boot, G4NJH.
In the world of DX, be listening for NEO IW1RBI using the call sign 3A slant IW1RBI from Monaco between July 6th and 19th. Listen on 30 to 6 meters where he can be found using SSB and FT8. Send QSLs via his home call sign over the Bureau or LOTW. Members of the North Wales Amateur Radio Group are on the air from the Welsh Mountain Zoo on North Wales Coast. They are using the special call sign GB0WMZ until July 17th. QSL via MW0JWP by the Bureau. There's also a special event station you might want to make note of. While it doesn't involve a de-expedition, it does include a big trip down the aisle. Paul Brown, WD9GCO explains.
Be listening between July 9th and July 12th for special event station N4J. That's Neil for Julie, marking the wedding on July 11th between Newsline anchor and reporter Neil Rapp, WB9VPG, and his fiancée, Julie, who became part of our Newsline family after meeting Neil 5 years ago. We wish them both all the happiness in the world, and we hope that the sun, and a whole lot of sunspots, will shine on their big day. We hope that they settle into a good life together as husband and wife antenna farmers.
Be listening for N4J on the bands. That's wedding bands and HF bands. Our final story is about radio as a tool of rescue and one amateur who's paying it forward. Skeeter Nash, N5ASH, has his story.
Because he is alive today, despite a harrowing ordeal on a remote hiking trail, Alden Sumner Jones IV, KC1JWR, may have helped inspire 20 new amateur radio operators. Alden was hiking in Bennington County, Vermont, with his two cousins on June 16th, when he grew lightheaded. His left hand became numb, and he collapsed, passing out. An emergency medical technician hiking nearby rushed over to assist, but the medic's cell phone failed to reach 911 in that remote area. Alden told Newsline that he rarely leaves home without his HT, and so, regaining consciousness after a second blackout, he keyed the mic and eventually hit the Mount Greylock repeater K1FFK asking for help. Aid came swiftly, by search and rescue team, by helicopter, and others. But the treacherous terrain made for a problematic rescue. Nearly 7 hours later, Alden was en route to the emergency room of an Albany, New York hospital. Alden told Newsline he has a history of low blood sugar and suffered a torn hamstring on the trail. He is recovering at home while awaiting a cardiology appointment. A former member of a Massachusetts search and rescue team himself, he never thought he'd be on the receiving end of similar services. Alden, the president of the Southern Vermont Amateur Radio Club, was so grateful for the power of his HT that his cousins, the medical tech they met on the trail, the helicopter crew, and members of the search and rescue team are looking into becoming amateur radio operators too. A military veteran, a former CBer, and member of the Civil Air Patrol, Alden has been around radios most of his life. Now, he said, he has the rest of his life, thanks to his radio. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Skeeter Nash, N5ASH.
With thanks to the Alexander Association, Amateur News Weekly, AMSAT, the ARRL, Change.org, CQ Magazine, David Bihar, K7DB, DX World, the Hindu Newspaper, Maritime Radio Historical Society, Ohio Penn DX, QRZ.com, Radio Society of Great Britain, ShortwaveRadio.de, Southgate Amateur Radio News, TechCrunch, Ted Randall's QSO Radio Show, WTWW Shortwave, Yahoo News, and you, our listeners. That's all from the Amateur Radio Newsline. Please send emails to our address at newsline@arnewsline.org. More information is available at Amateur Radio Newsline's only official website at arnewsline.org. For now, with Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT, the news desk in New York, and our news team worldwide, I'm Stephen Kinford, NAWB in Wadsworth, Ohio, saying 73, and as always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2020, all rights reserved.